There is growing concern over a measles outbreak in South Carolina and whether misinformation about vaccines is making it worse. Health officials have now confirmed 16 cases in that state since July, and dozens of students are quarantining at home right now. Christian Benavidez has more from South Carolina.
Measles cases are on the rise, forcing nearly 140 unvaccinated students in two South Carolina schools to stay home for 3 weeks after they were exposed to the virus. Parents Chandler and Emma Gordon are expecting baby number three in April. While they and their boys are vaccinated, the recent measles outbreak has made them extra careful.
We're a little cautious, knowing a newborn coming into this doesn't have the opportunity to be vaccinated or protected against measles.
The highly contagious virus spreads through the air and can linger for up to 2 hours. Symptoms can include high fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, and a rash. The virus can also cause severe infections, especially in kids under five.
It's very concerning. We have never had this big of an outbreak, especially in such a short amount of time.
Dr. Ashley Gardner works at Parkside Pediatrics in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Have you seen changes in parents in recent years?
We have. The miscommunications that can happen sometimes lead to a decrease in vaccine rates, and it's our job as doctors in order to help give truth and point them to hopefully having the best medical decision possible.
The measles vaccine is safe and effective, according to the CDC. Nationwide, measles cases are at a more than three-decade high, while vaccination rates among kindergartners have been trending downwards in recent years.
Measles is so contagious that it needs a very, very high level of vaccination in order to achieve that herd immunity. And so if it dips down at all, there's the risk for this highly contagious virus spreading very quickly.